You're with SBS Radio.
Peak Indigenous bodies in the Northern Territory are calling for an immediate lockdown across Central Australia to stop the spread of COVID-19. Indigenous elder and advocate Rosalie Gunoth-Monks has died in the Northern Territory, aged 85. And in tennis, world number one Ash Barty has become the first Australian woman to make the final at her home Grand Slam since 1980. Peak Indigenous bodies in the Northern Territory have penned an open letter to the Chief Minister calling for an immediate lockdown across Central Australia to stop the spread of COVID-19. The groups include the Central Australian Aboriginal Congress, the Central Land Council, and the Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance Northern Territory. They say the virus is out of control in Aboriginal communities in Alice Springs and Central Australia, and it's rapidly escalating. They have accused the territory and federal governments of a catastrophic failure to implement pre-arranged plans to control the spread of COVID-19 in Indigenous communities. They say they have been continuously advocating for firm action, but their requests have been ignored. The failures they list include not appropriately managing gatherings on New Year's Eve that became super spreader events and not relocating positive cases from overcrowded housing. They say a lockdown is the last chance to flatten the curve and prevent vulnerable or unvaccinated people from serious illness and death. Not only the Northern Territory is mourning the loss of an Indigenous elder, screen pioneer and a prominent activist, Rosalie Gunoth-Monks, who has died in the Northern Territory aged 85 on Wednesday. Ms. Gunoth-Monks starred as a teenager in the landmark 1953 film Jeddah, alongside the late Robert Tundavali. As an Anglican nun in Melbourne for 10 years, she established the first Aboriginal hostel in Victoria. The Arente and Anmadjera woman had many forays into politics and was a vocal opponent against the 2007 Northern Territory intervention instigated by the Howard government. Ms. Gunoth-Monks' daughter Nala says that her mother was very proud to see progress Indigenous representation on screen.
Mum was very thrilled that in her lifetime, more and more Aboriginal Australians are being portrayed on screen, and they're getting the roles. It's not like the old days where it was black paint and all that put on people to pretend to be us. So, you know, now it's we're there. We're in people's faces, and Mum loved that.
Actor Rob Collins said Ms. Gunoth-Monks was an inspiration for him as well as for generations of Indigenous actors.
Seeing Rosalie and Robert Sadowali on screen and thinking, yeah, like anything is possible. And that will be her legacy for generations of Indigenous actors to come.
Rosalie Gunoth-Monks died in hospital in Alice Springs on Wednesday, January 26th, after suffering a series of strokes, and is survived by her daughter and grandchildren, who will dearly miss her. The federal opposition has renewed calls for COVID-19 vaccination data for young Indigenous children to be disclosed. It comes as the overall First Nations vaccination rate lags by almost 20%. Journalist Ray Johnston reported on NITV.
Labor's Shadow Minister for Indigenous Australians, Linda Burney, says she will demand clarity about first doses for under 12s. She's also pushing for a summary to be provided of adult booster rates when federal parliament resumes next month. Ms. Burney says it's unacceptable that COVID-19 vaccination data for the 5 to 11 age group is not being reported. Roughly 75% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders aged 16 and over have had two doses, compared to 93% for the general Australian population.
authorities are investigating whether culturally significant Aboriginal rock carvings on Tasmania's rugged northwest coast have been deliberately damaged. The state's Park and Wildlife Service received a report on Monday that petroglyphs at Sundown Point appeared to have changed. Officers from the Natural Resources and Environment Department are examining if part of the site has been dislodged by tides or removed. Aboriginal Land Council of Tasmania Chair Michael Mansell says the carvings are made in a harder rock than others in the region, making it unlikely the damage was caused by the sea. The Federal Environment Minister Susan Ley says a new funding pledge for the Great Barrier Reef will support tourism operators, scientists, Indigenous and local communities. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison will visit the Great Barrier Reef to announce the government pledge of $1 billion for the World Heritage Site. The government last year successfully lobbied to keep the reef off UNESCO's endangered list, and Queensland will be a key battleground for the major parties in the upcoming federal election. Environment Minister Susan Ley has told the ABC the new money is about protecting the reef.
This money is about protecting the reef. It's about maintaining the gold standard of management that we have internationally. It's about backing the communities. So we really know that this money will land in communities where it counts. And it will be on the ground, making sense, supporting the environment.
The NRL has lauded Indigenous star Josh Adokar for highlighting racist abuse he received on social media, confirming the matter has been referred to the police. The Canterbury Bulldogs record posted screenshots this week showing multiple vile comments and direct messages from a social media user. NRL Chief Executive Andrew Abdo says fans who racially abuse or threaten players will be reported to police and that the league will work with authorities to identify perpetrators. And in tennis at the Australian Open, world number one Ash Barty has become the first Australian woman to make the final at her home Grand Slam since Wendy Turnbull achieved the same feat at Koyong in 1980. Barty won 6-1, 6-3 against 2017 US Open finalist Madison Keys in 62 minutes. Barty now meets American Danielle Collins in the women's final on Saturday night, after she defeated Polish 7th seed winner Iga Swiatek in two sets. Barty told Channel 9 she's thrilled to have made it this far.
It's just incredible. I love this tournament. I love coming out here and playing in Australia. And as an Aussie, we're exceptionally spoiled that we're a Grand Slam nation. We get to play at home. We get to play in our backyard. And I'm just happy that I get to play my best tennis here. I enjoy it. I've done well before. And now we have a chance to play for a title. It's unreal.
And let's have a look at today's weather. Broome, showers, likelihood of a storm with the tops of 33. Perth, sunny and 35 degrees. Adelaide, morning shower or two and 27. Melbourne, possible storms with heavy falls and 32. Hobart, humid with showers and 26 degrees. Albury, Wodonga, also humid with the possibility of a storm and 32 degrees. Canberra, shower or two and a possible storm, 29 degrees. Sydney, partly cloudy and 29. Newcastle, also partly cloudy and also 29 degrees. Brisbane, possible morning shower and 30 degrees. Townsville, rain at times, possible storm and 29 degrees. Cairns, rain at times and a possibility of a storm with 30 degrees. Darwin, showers with a possibility of a storm and 31 degrees. Alice Springs can expect a shower or two with possible storm with the tops of 36 degrees. And Torres Strait Islands today are partly cloudy with a chance of showers, and there's a chance of a thunderstorm in the evening with the tops of 29 degrees.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.